the law assumed sermon, the gospel afterthought sermon, the God loves you anyway sermon. I've written an article in the latest issues, etc. journal titled An Updated Listener's Guide to the Pulpit. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Matt Richard details his journey from folk Lutheranism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal. Time has come on this Friday afternoon to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we like to play with our listeners. It consists of really just three parts. We play the sound bites, 1, 2, 3, 4. After you've heard the sound bites, you give us a call and you vote. So we play, you listen, and then you vote for one of the sound bites to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own, but we'd like to know why you're voting for the one you're voting for. You might find it remarkable. You might agree, disagree, want to never hear it again, or want to hear it again and absorb more of what it has to say. We've culled these four sound bites from the Issues Etc. audio over the last broadcast week, and we brought them forward on this Friday afternoon for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email with your vote. We get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc. Or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this Friday will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Peter Speckard, and he's talking here about two different kinds of worship, an intriguing analogy.
Consider the difference between a wedding and a wedding reception. A wedding, everybody kind of knows what's going to happen. There are very few surprises in a wedding. People, there's a script that everybody follows. People sit still. They dress up. It's very formal. It's kind of ceremonial, ritual to it. But people pay attention because something's actually happening right in front of them. This is happening now. Whereas a wedding reception is very casual and celebratory and fun because it's about something that has already happened. Christian worship in word and sacrament is about right here and now. Christ is coming to us now. It's not about the first century Jewish man in the flesh walking around in sandals. It's about that same Christ coming to us in word and sacrament. So it's meeting him today in this service. Whereas if you don't have that sense of the Christ comes to us in word and sacrament, the service becomes much more casual, praise-focused, celebratory, like a wedding reception, but any sense of ceremony or formality or, hey, look, we need to focus on that this is actually going on before our eyes is lost.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Speckard talking about two different kinds of worship. If you'd like to vote for that one to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, I wouldn't blame you, but you need to give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-I-E, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. You can always vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Terry Mattingly. Here he is talking about, well, and reacting to the Senate's new religious test for federal employees.
When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years in this country.
So let me ask you this question. I'm a product of 19 years of Catholic education, and every once in a while, Holy Mother, the Church has not agreed with a vote of mine and has let me know. You use a term in that article I'd never seen before. You refer to Orthodox Catholics. What's an Orthodox Catholic? Do you consider yourself an Orthodox Catholic?
What we have here is a bias against beliefs and religious certainty. We're back to James Davison Hunter and his classic book in the early 90s, Culture Wars, where he divided America into two camps, the camp of the progressives and the camp of the Orthodox. And the Orthodox were people who believed that there is such a thing as a transcendent revealed truth, and that it was okay to live your life based on that assumption. The camp of the progressives sees truth as something that is evolving. So I think what you saw on that Senate panel the other day was a clash between relativists and people who have, might we even say, dogmatic concepts of truth.
That's soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly on the Senate's new religious test. His analysis, if you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can tweet your vote to us at issuesetc or send it via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three this week. It comes from Pastor Chris Rosebrough. We were talking about charismatics that claim to be able to control the weather, and they claim to be able to pray away hurricanes. They also pray to hurricanes.
These people didn't ask God for anything. They weren't even speaking to God. They were speaking to Irma. And telling Irma that she wasn't welcome to be there. But the person they should have been speaking to is God. Irma is not a person. Irma doesn't have ears. Irma can't hear you. Irma is just a hurricane. And the person you need to be speaking with and to and asking for help in time of trouble, which is exactly what God wills for us to do, is God himself. We need to invoke the Holy Trinity. We need to pray to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We need to ask our Heavenly Father, who desires to give us good things, that he would be merciful to us. I mean, Kyrie eleison would be a great prayer in such a time as Irma heading towards your town. You know, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. That would be a great prayer. But no, they're not talking to God. They're not praying to him. They're not asking for anything. They're telling the storm, "You listen up, you wascally storm. How dare you come to damage our property? You need to head back out to sea," as if that's going to do anything. But you're going to note that here they've got this impending disaster and they've gathered to pray. And rather than talk to God, they decided to talk to the storm.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Chris Rosebrough. Charismatics pray to hurricanes. If you'd like to vote that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, or vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here's the fourth soundbite for your consideration. And after we play it, we will take a break and start taking your phone calls, your email, your tweets, and enumerating all of your votes at our Facebook fan page. It's soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender. Here he is talking about the centrality of the cross in both Scripture and in the Christian faith.
Christians will sometimes say we shouldn't dwell so much on the crucifixion. We should dwell on the resurrection. Well, absolutely, if Christ is not raised, we're still in our sins. But the reason for that is because in his death, he took away the very cause of death. He atoned for sin in his death. He rises from the dead precisely because his crucifixion made full payment for our sin. So we should really say that the resurrection is the result of his crucifixion. And that's why we celebrate Holy Cross, life with God, reconciliation with God, a restoration of paradise. It all comes back to that. You see this in the Gospels. Every Gospel reports on the crucifixion, and each evangelist, as an eyewitness of the events, captures the words and the events that build to a climax. You think of John's passion, for example. It is finished. And there in those words is the summation of Jesus' work that came to fruition, to completion in his death upon the cross. And all of the evangelists climax their gospel with the crucifixion. And the resurrection becomes the grand exclamation point upon what Jesus has done in his death upon the cross.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender, on the centrality of the cross. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's time for you to give us a call, send us an email, send us a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Speckard, two different kinds of worship? Soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly on the Senate's new religious test? Soundbite number three, Pastor Chris Roseborough on charismatics praying to hurricanes? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender on the centrality of the cross? Give us a call during this break. It's a good time to call, and phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our email address, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after the break.
Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love.
Children are entitled to a relationship with both of their parents, and they're entitled to know who they are.
Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse of the Ruth Institute talking about her presentation at the 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And if you take that entitlement as basic and reason backwards from that, what you'll end up with is the whole traditional Christian sexual morality. Get married, stay married, and only have sex with the person you're married to.
You can meet and hear Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse making the case against the sexual revolution at the Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th in Houston, Texas. Registration is $120 and includes three meals. Child care is free. For more information, look for the Making the Case logo at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 10th and 11th in Houston.
Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Virginia is pleased to announce the commencement of their Reformation Concert Trita concert series this Saturday night, September the 16th at 6 p.m. The series features the critically acclaimed Washington Bach Concert and their performance of Bach's Reformation Cantata, Ein feste Burg ist unser Gott. Come for an evening of both meditation and celebration as we again gather around Martin Luther's hymnic paraphrase of the 46th Psalm. This event is free and open to the public.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday, September 15th, coming to you live. We've played our four sound bites for you. Now it's your turn to call and vote. 1-877-623-6943. Vote via email, talkback at issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The four sound bites you are voting for, you'll pick one. We need to know where you're listening, who you are, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. However you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Is it soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Speckard, two different kinds of worship, a wedding and a reception analogy? Terry Mattingly on the Senate's new religious test, Pastor Chris Roseborough on charismatics praying to hurricanes, or soundbite number four, Peter Bender on the centrality of the cross in both Scripture and the Christian faith. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. William is in Texas, and he's voting for Pastor Chris Roseborough. Soundbite number three, he says, seeing Kat Kerr do whatever she was doing with her wand, her broom, whatever it was, reinforces the fact that this is not Christianity. The fact that so many believe it is Christianity is both sad and frustrating. If Christians were called to take command of the weather, we'd be doing an awful job at it for 2,000 years. William, thanks for listening in Texas, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Next vote comes from Sonia, listening in Illinois. As usual, all the sound bites were great, but I'm voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Speckard, on two different kinds of worship. The worship wars may still rage, but the connection Pastor Speckard makes between one's style of worship and one's understanding of the purpose of worship is both fresh and spot on. The further the church strays from the clear focus on God present in His Word and Sacrament, the more her worship style resembles a ship adrift, not really going anywhere, not really accomplishing anything. Sonia, thanks for listening in Illinois. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Give us a call and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Melody listens in Charlottesville, Virginia. As much as I love Brother Roseborough, and he's directing our minds to the fact that we pray to God not to inclement weather, I must vote for soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender, because it is all about Christ's sacrifice on the cross for us. Thanks for listening in Charlottesville, Melody. Nicole is in Wisconsin voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender, on the centrality of the cross. Nicole says, this is a special one for me. Pastor Bender is actually my pastor, but he nearly wasn't. I questioned trying the church after seeing the font at the center of the website, a large crucifix. Coming from a non-denominational background, I found it most distasteful. I saw it as focusing on Christ's death instead of resurrection. Why do you use a crucifix? Was one of my first questions. Pastor's patient explanation of Christ's resurrection being the result of his crucifixion was the beginning of a new understanding for me that has grown into a deep love for hearing the preaching of Christ and Him crucified. That is fantastic to hear, Nicole, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Still plenty of time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, 1-877-623-6943. See what Mary has to say, listening in Maryland. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Which one are you voting for?
Number one.
And why is that?
Oh, yes. I've never heard it presented that way before. It was pretty thought-provoking. I went to a wedding this summer with my husband, and there was a little bit of reception mingling in with the ceremony. We knew something wasn't quite right, and so I enjoyed hearing that, and I think it'll be useful in the future when I talk to people about the difference between these two things.
Mary, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Maryland. Voting for Pastor Peter Speckard on two different kinds of worship with an analogy from a wedding and a reception. Soundbite number one. Mary votes saying, all the soundbites were very good. I really enjoy and learn much from the podcast of all the regulars on Issues Etc. Terry Mattingly, Pastor Bender, Pastor Roseborough. This week, I pick Pastor Speckard's soundbite because his wedding versus wedding reception analogy just nails the Lutheran distinctive that worship is about something happening right now, or Lord Jesus Christ coming to us through His divinely instituted means of grace, the Word and Sacrament, delivering forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, versus a celebration of what has already happened. Mary, thank you very much for your vote as well. According to your votes this week, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Speckard, on two different kinds of worship and this analogy. Let's listen.
Consider the difference between a wedding and a wedding reception. A wedding, everybody kind of knows what's going to happen. There are very few surprises in a wedding. People, there's a script that everybody follows. People sit still. They dress up. It's very formal. It's kind of ceremonial, ritual to it. But people pay attention because something's actually happening right in front of them. This is happening now. Whereas a wedding reception is very casual and celebratory and fun because it's about something that has already happened. Christian worship in word and sacrament is about right here and now. Christ is coming to us now. It's not about the first century Jewish man in the flesh walking around in sandals. It's about that same Christ coming to us in word and sacrament. So it's meeting him today in this service. Whereas if you don't have that sense of that Christ comes to us in word and sacrament, the service becomes much more casual, praise-focused, celebratory, like a wedding reception. But any sense of ceremony or formality or, hey, look, we need to focus on that this is actually going on before our eyes is lost.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Pastor Peter Speckert on two different kinds of worship. The LPR bundle package goes to Mary in Maryland. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. They support almost 200 chaplains who are committed to meeting the spiritual needs of military personnel and their families. Learn more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve, lcms.org/armedforces. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to begin a series on the past, the present, and the future of confessional Lutheranism. Pastor Paul McCain returns to the microphone for that series. It would be good to have him back. We'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Elijah and the prophets of Baal. And we'll talk with Kelly Schumacher about the vocation of singleness. We'll also discuss the laborers in the vineyard with Dr. Carl Fekencher as we look forward to Sunday morning. Well, it is happening before our very eyes. Jesus is there in his word and sacraments. He is actually doing what the words say. He is forgiving your sins. He is feeding you with his body and his blood. It's happening right there. It's not a reception celebrating something that's bygone and done. It's a wedding. It's happening right there for you. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Is being a member of a church just about tithing and having your name on the roster? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is Connected to Christ, Why Membership Matters. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Connected to Christ costs $5.99 plus shipping and handling. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Connected to Christ, 1-800-325-3040.